For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty? Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. Punch Drunk Sports, the show where most of the guys on the show have no shirt on.
Yeah.
Joining us from New York is everyone's favorite storyteller, Ari Shaffir.
And, thank you.
And his final week in lesbian land. Wow. It's going to be really, we got to get his emotions leaving there. One of Chicago's top dick joke comedians, Jason Tebow.
Hooray, everybody. I saw Ari didn't have his shirt on. I felt so overdressed, so I took my shirt off.
Yeah, you guys are just look like a candle melted. That's all I got to say about that. Just a slow candle melt.
I'll take that.
And joining us in studio from the critically panned podcast, The Dollop, my good friend, Gareth Reynolds.
Hey, everybody. Thanks, Sam. It means a little to me.
Welcome, buddy. Thanks. He loves sports, mostly Green Bay Packers, but we'll sure he can act like he knows what he's talking about other sports. What's the word,
I have a question,
buddy?
For Gareth.
What's that?
I have a question for Gareth. What's up with you wearing that shirt, bro?
Are we all going shirtless?
I'm not.
Yeah, Sam, obviously you're not. You have most to be embarrassed about, but yeah. Everyone else.
I mean, if we're all going...
Yeah, now it's a couple of bros hanging out talking sports with no shirts on.
This is just
Right, yeah. Exactly. This is what we wanted for the show. Whoa, Sam.
Hold on.
Retarded. Yeah. No, let's not worry about this.
Share it, baby. Share it.
Really? Wow, I got 2 hours of this now.
Jesus. You brought your dog?
Yeah, but I had hair added to it.
Did you guys, one time I was at the Laugh Factory and I was back
this is already bullshit.
When I was first trying, like, I just got picked up, and this young comic comes up to me, goes, hey, he goes, man, what should I do on stage? I go, here's what you do, right? You go up, and you go, you better laugh my jokes, or you'll make me angry, and just rip your shirt off, right? So he opens up with it. He rips his shirt off, and the crowd just stares at him, and he's still got 4 minutes to go.
Who was it? Do you remember who it was?
No, I've never seen him since.
He left Hollywood, that's why. Left Hollywood the next day.
Yeah. Welcome to a very special episode of the show. Shirtless,
yep.
Punch Drunk Sports, brought to you by a lot of stuff. Bet DSI for all your betting needs. You guys are doing great. Use the promo code Punch Drunk and you get $10 betting cash. Go to Caveman Coffee. Use Punch Drunk Sports, 10% off their coffee and our Amazon links. Yay, use them. Did you get your money, Ari?
Yes. Sorry, what?
Did you get your money?
Yes. Thank you.
Nope. I thought you'd be more excited about that.
It already left on some OG Kush.
Nice.
Wow. It transferred.
So check that out. And guys, couple things. If you find the podcast a sponsorship, you will get 10% of whatever you get us. We also need writers. Yeah, dude. Check out the punchdrunksports.com. What's that?
Why not? They're going to ask as an agent. Fucking give them the agent money.
Yeah, why not? More the merrier.
You want to get us a $1 million sponsor? That's like $100 for you. I'm not a big math guy, but it's like, you know.
Let's all do a check-in. How are we feeling?
Really good. Right at home.
The
I feel like I'm with some of my
right
best friends.
The problem right now is nobody sees them. I just realized that.
I do that right out
they
the
only
gate.
See us.
You're like, who are those three guys in the studio? The guy with the beard.
I just realized that. You're in good shape. I'm a fucking fat dog.
I'm not in good shape. I'm just not in terrible shape.
No, you're not in good shape. You're just
like on
not
the outsides,
fat.
I look okay. It's the insides that are bad.
Yeah, we've all got faults, guys.
Come on. Go on punchdrunksports.com and check out. We need writers, man. We'd love to have you write for the podcast website. It's going great, man. Got some funny stuff. You guys got to check out this article I posted about the Saudi TV show Flu. Yeah. Okay, every time Ari gets up, I think there's a chance of seeing fucking dick, and I'm not excited.
Good
about
chance,
that.
Right?
It's coming back. He better come back rock hard with a condom on.
How could he not with this with the body?
A full one. Yeah. A full one.
So, Ari, I mean Tebow. So the Saudi company flies Paris Hilton out to Saudi Arabia.
I saw it.
And they act like it's about to crash. And it's really funny. So I want to see.
Like any of us would have lost it.
Everyone acts like
it would have been just like, oh,
I would have lost my fucking shit.
The best part is when the two people, one that she thought was the pilot, jumped out in a parachute.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, right out of the back of the plane with parachutes on. She's like, where's the pilot? And he comes running out of the front with a parachute on jumps out of the plane. Yeah.
Tebow, let me know if you can hear this. Hold on. Can you hear this?
No.
You can't hear it? Okay.
No.
But anyways.
Will you play without sound?
That's hilarious. People are going, did they go too far? It's like, I don't know. Does somebody get hurt?
But here's the thing about this whole, it's like, okay, why is Paris being flown out to Saudi Arabia? And I don't know if you guys know this, but.
Fucking.
Yeah.
What?
Fucking. Somebody paid her $2 million to fuck her.
Yeah. That's what the Saudi Arabians do. Yeah. They fucking pay for like American female celebrities to go out there and they call it porta pottying.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
That means
you can shit on them.
Basically, they pay for the pee and shit. Basically, what they do is they fly these, like, all these Instagram models. That's all they are fucking Saudi fucking hookers, dude. They get flown out to Saudi Arabia. They get, according to this thing I read, they basically, these Saudi royalty throw orgies, and these girls are there, and anybody can fuck them. That's the rule. Like, if a guy walks up and wants to fuck you, you gotta let him fuck you. And they fuck
the
you.
The one, it's like Fight Club, but that's the rule.
Yeah. So they fuck you, and they do anything, and then they go, and they throw them in the bathroom, and they shit on them.
Oh. What?
They really
they shit
do?
On their chest. Yeah. No. It's called porta potties. Yeah.
I mean, for $1 million, I'm sure they explained to them, like, this is just something that culturally that they're into.
I don't think it's $1 million, dude. I think it's like $100,000 a week.
No way. Not for Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
No way.
Maybe not Paris Hilton.
She DJs for $100,000.
I think every person is right. If you won Czechoslovakia, you'd be a poker for $10,000 a day.
Yeah, but it's not the point of they don't want a Czechoslovakian hooker. They want to, like, bang a chick from CSI Miami.
Girl from Herbie Lovebug.
$100,000 for a fucking week's salary.
$500. That's my price. $500.
Steve, you could get way more. You should.
I wish a Saudi prince would call in right now and
I'm not greedy, Gareth.
As Tebow.
I'm not there for the money.
If he could shit on his chest for fucking $500.
Yep. If it's a Saudi prince and he's like a cool guy to hang out with and I got like a nice like bungalow. Yeah, dude. Fucking shit on my face. I'm not an idiot.
Here's your bungalow, Mr. Teeb.
Should we have a MetaMed call in and tell us how many times he shit on Lindsay Lohan's chest? Do you know he's opening a laugh factory in Saudi Arabia?
Is he really?
Who is?
A MetaMed.
Yeah, because if there's anything we know, Saudis have a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
Would you go perform there?
That doesn't seem like it's going to work, but luckily no Laugh Factory has ever worked.
Uncalled for.
Chicago, New York,
Chicago
Hawaii.
Works. Chicago works.
Chicago has been working. That shit is empty Monday through Friday.
Oh, it's Monday through Thursday empty. Friday, Saturday, it's pretty packed.
Yeah, they built too big. They're building another one in Phoenix, and I was like, you guys are going 200 seats this time, right? They're like, no, 450. Like,
oh, unbelievable. Jesus. The improv started that. The improv started that whole thing with, let's build giant stadiums for comedy.
We can fill up twice a year.
Joe Coy plays Irvine for 2 weeks. And he sells out every show because they're all nothing but Asians.
Oh, God.
He's not Asians, Filipino.
Yeah.
They love that shit.
He's brutal.
The worst kind of Asians.
I had to
what
make
do you mean brutal? Like not good?
Yeah. Yeah. Tough.
I had to make a piece
tough
of
to. Have you ever watched? Have you ever watched that video where he walks around like with his pilot script in the mall? I don't even know how I found it, but it is pretty amazing because it's like it's a pilot. It's like a pilot for something that you never hear of again. But he's just like him and his buddies are walking around the mall like shopping, holding the script. Like, oh, don't worry, it's just like a pilot script. And you're like, oh my god, this is the worst.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, because if you live here, you know what a pilot script. It's like it's probably not even a real pilot. It's just a script.
Yeah, you don't say the word pilot, right? You just say, have a script.
Yeah, every script's a pilot.
Yeah.
Every first script's a pilot.
He's walking around buying shoes with, like, his posse. You're like, oh, my God, no.
Guys, we got a very important call coming in. Let's see who if we can take this. Hi, you're on Punch Drunk Sports. Who is this?
Hey, USA! What happened to you?
Who is this?
You gotta support the Jesus, not the gay Jesus.
Oh, Romero, UFC fighter, Cuban wrestler, gold medalist in the UFC.
Just beat Lyoto Machida.
Just beat it. Please welcome Romero, everybody.
Is that who this is?
Yes. Sorry
for English, Florida. What happened to you? You support Travolta, not gay Travolta.
So what's up? Why? What's your problem with gay Jesus?
Yeah.
The gay Jesus is such a bad example for people. John 3:16, no, like men on men fucking.
It is in the Bible.
No, I think that is.
That is. That's no a direct quote.
I think it's a direct quote.
That's a direct quote.
No liking.
He knows
men
his scripture.
On men fucking.
He knows his scripture.
Yeah, he definitely seems to know the Bible front and back.
Front and back.
Huh. So, were you planning on saying that? Because right now the controversy is, Romero, that there was a loss in translation that you really didn't mean to make fun of, you know, the legislation that just kind of passed by the Supreme Court, which made gay marriage
legal. What did you say? Yeah, what did you say, Mr. Romero?
I said, hey, Florida, hey, USA, you support the Jesus, not the gay Jesus.
That's what you actually said? That's what he actually said?
Yeah, he did. He said, not the gay Jesus.
I support Jesus, but not the gay Jesus.
Yeah.
And then he said, clarified and said, you're full of love and Jesus is love and you support everyone.
What he meant to say was support the American dream and he loves America because anything's possible.
Yeah.
Is that what you meant?
The people at Turk probably pulled him. That's his big sponsor. Probably pulled him aside and had a couple talks with him. Have you heard any, has there been any backlash, Romero, over your basically condemning of the gay community?
Especially
Reebok is very happy with me. They give me new shoes. The no gay Reebok.
Okay.
What makes your Reeboks less gay than other
Great
Reeboks?
Great question. Good question.
There's nothing in them that likes penis or sex. John 3:16, no suck the man dick.
That's a fair answer. That's a fair answer, Sam.
Now, let me ask you something. Now, what I always found really weird is that, like, the people who always blocked all the gay marriage were, like, the black community and the Hispanic community. But if you go by Donut Time, all the trannies are black and fucking Latino. Why is there kind of like this dual feeling going on, Romero, within the ethnic community about the gay community?
Me love the tranny, not the gay tranny, but me like the straight tranny.
Oh, that.
I respect that.
Okay.
You know it's a great.
Oh, the old ever popular straight tranny.
Yeah,
of
well, the tranny with no sexual issues, I think, is what he's saying.
Of course.
Isn't that what Caitlyn Jenner's trying to basically say? He's like, oh, I look like a chick, but I'm in the chicks.
She didn't.
John 3:16, me like the oxymoron.
It is a long verse. It is, if you remember, it's a lot in John 3:16. No guys fucking guys.
Man.
Yeah.
No man sucking off a man.
Yeah.
And,
me like the oxymoron.
One of the ramblier verses, if I'm being honest. It feels like stream of consciousness.
So, A lot of people, when the UFC came out and mixed martial arts came out, a lot of people thought it was very homoerotic, Romero. Were you? And you are from a wrestling background. There is a lot of man-on-man action. Is it almost like hypocritical for you to say something like this about gay Jesus?
I know a lot of the fans are gay, and they masturbate to me grinding on the mat with another man, but me like the straight UFC, not the gay UFC.
Well, Romero, thank you for calling in. I would really love if we could get gay Jesus's rebuttal on this. I think he really should come out and basically give his side of the story.
We like the punch drunk, not the gay punch drunk, John 3:16, non-itchy asshole.
No, thank you, Romero. Thank you, buddy. That was UFC fighter
he
Romero.
Must be a pastor.
Okay,
as well.
Let's see who this
is. I think that was him requesting you to put your shirts on.
Hey.
So he just made a dumb apology that didn't mean anything, and then he's off the hook?
Hey, you're on with Punch Drunk Sports. What's up?
What up, Tripp?
Who's this?
Dan in Montana.
Oh, what's up,
dude? No Mexican today.
What's that?
I just wanted to talk. I have no Mexican today.
No Mexican today. He's doing stand-up in San Jose.
Gotcha, gotcha. So what are you thinking about this Pratt? Or what? I just heard Bruce Ritz of Aldo. What do you think is going to happen with this? They've spent more money promoting than ever.
All right, thanks for calling in, Dan. We appreciate it. Dan is a great writer on the UFC, on the Punch Drunk Sports website. He did a great breakdown of the last big UFC card, and he's really great.
All right. I like what they're doing. Okay, no, enough credits. I like what they're doing. They're letting Mendez step in if they need him, and they're going to pay him regardless.
Do you know that Frankie Edgar is pissed off? Because they didn't offer that to him. Basically, Chad Mendez gets free money if he doesn't fight. And Frank Yeager's pissed because he wants that free money, and I don't blame him because he's kind of been a champion before Chad. But I really believe that they think Frank Yeager could beat Conor McGregor. That's why they didn't offer it to him.
No, I think also Mendez, I think Mendez will beat him too, but I think Mendez just lost to fucking Aldo. Wasn't that his last fight?
If it wasn't his last fight, it was the one right before it.
Hold on, let's wait for Sam to come back before we continue.
See, Ari, what you don't know is I left my power cord at home, so unless I get it, this podcast is gonna die. Okay, so I'm waiting to see.
Computer?
Yeah, so I'm waiting to see when Dana's close enough to give me your power cord. So I don't need to make eye contact with you,
Sam,
for you to talk.
Sam,
wait, let me ask you a further question, retaliatory question. So you're texting her, we'll get her here faster, or what are you doing?
She's supposed to be driving over with it. I'm waiting to see how close she is.
And then what'll that do?
Well, if she's like, I'm outside, what part of that don't you understand? I got to go outside
and
get it.
Let her bring you the cord. Let her come in and bring you the cord when she gets here.
I mean, Sam, rebuttal?
No, there's no rebuttal. There's just this guy being an asshole.
And you're looking for fucking updates to see how close they are. You're following your Uber driver while we're fucking trying to do a podcast. I gotta see if he's making the right turn.
What is this guy doing?
Why is he going down Melrose?
Oh, no!
It makes no sense.
Mute that. Hey, real quick. What's dates out of gates? Let's all get some going. Ari Shaffir, your dates out of gates real quickly.
Well, I got a sold-out story show tonight, but I got July 17th, 18th, and 19th. I have the D.C. Improv. You can find tickets at arithegreat.com. That's Washington, D.C. But also, this is all over the world. August 29th, 30th, and 31st is Shroomfest, everybody.
Shroomfest.
Get the shrooms and do shrooms. August 29th, 30th, 31st with the rest of the world.
How long can we start a petition to get Hallmark cards to recognize Shroomfest as an official holiday?
Happy Shroomfest cards.
Yeah, they can make cards out of shrooms, and you get a card and you eat the shrooms.
Or maybe Minute Maid can offer like $10 gift certificate cards for orange juice while you want to re-up the shrrooms.
Oh, that's a great point. Re-energize.
Happy Shroomfest. Tropicana.
Re-up your turbo.
Or it could be one of those kind of cards where you open it up. It's one of those like mesmerizing circle things, and you can just stare at it for hours.
Oh yeah, that'd be great for Shroomfest cards.
Tebow, where are you gonna be?
I'll be back in L.A. next week, so I'll have dates next week, but done in the Midwest, and I'll be back in Cali next week, everybody.
Wow.
It's exciting.
Wait, so you're in studio next week?
Next week I'm traveling during the podcast, so I won't be in studio
Sam's
next week. But
shirt
after
on.
That, I'm back.
Sam's putting his shirt on.
That means, Gareth, that means you have to take your pants off.
Oh, my God, what the fuck? Sam, you really fucked me on this.
Take them off.
Selfish prick.
Hey, why are you putting... Oh, dude!
What?
Stop playing with yourself!
I mean, I can't win with you guys. What the fuck?
Where are you going to be?
Don't touch me right now. I'm in a sensitive spot.
Where are you going
to
be?
I'll be at the Improv this Sunday at 9:30, and then July 11th, I'll be at Meltdown. At 9, I think.
Oh, hey, Tebow. Do you want to play with me in San Francisco? You want to open for me or feature for me in San Francisco at the Punchline?
Sure, buddy. What are the dates?
I believe it's the 21st and 22nd because, you
okay.
know.
What, July?
Yeah.
Well, then hang on 1 second.
Yeah.
July
dates?
21st and 22nd, I'll be at the San Francisco Punchline. Sam Tripoli. So if you're a fan of Punchline, that's a perfect place to come see us.
All
right. And the first 500 people that show up can make love to my mouth.
God, wow. San Francisco, that might actually happen. Wow. That might actually happen.
That's a deal, bro.
It's you.
Well, it's the first 500, so it's anybody who comes.
So it's me, you, and Stuart's going to come up with us from the Comedy Store and do some guest spots.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, gay Stuart?
Yeah, gay lawyer Stuart. Yeah, you know. So because Molly's like, listen, I'm booked forever. If you want to be up here, I'd love to get you in. You want to do it Tuesday, Wednesday? I'm like, I'm like, fuck it. I'll just take it. I'll get in when I can get in. So I'm very excited about being there. It'll be me, Tebow, Jason Stewart.
Jason Stewart.
And I will be at the La Jolla Comedy Store July 17th, 18th. So come on down with John Huck and George Perez. So come on now!
I have a question. We didn't finish something off. Two things. One, I didn't get how you guys feel about the Chad Mendez being able to like step in if they need him.
Let's do it.
Well, go ahead.
I think it's a good idea. I think, dude, I really think that the UFC threw fucking Aldo a shitload of cash to fucking do this fight.
I'm afraid he's going to fight not healthy enough to fight. Not unhealthy, but too unhealthy. I'm afraid he's going to fight.
He's got a target on that rib right out the gate. If anybody would do that, I mean, it's like if any other sport, if you got a backup quarterback that's a rookie that hasn't played, that has to start, guess who's getting blitzed like a motherfucker? I mean, so I'd automatically be throwing leg kicks and body punches and seeing how bruised that rib really is. And secondly, Aldo's training today and going to spar at 100%, and then he's going to make an announcement today whether he's going to take the fight or not.
Oh, wow.
He's going to take the fight, dude.
That this morning.
They're billing it, and they're right. It is the biggest featherweight fight in mixed martial arts history.
Yeah, 100%. And they've invested too much in advertising this to pull back.
This is the fight that's been hyped so much. I mean, every other city that they were at was a gigantic thing where McGregor would grab the belt or he would say it, talking shit to each other. And I mean, they've hyped it up for so long that it's such a waste of their UFC's money if it doesn't happen.
Yeah. No, I agree, dude. I just think, how much money do you think they would throw at Aldo to fight regardless of a broken rib or not?
Not any more than he's already making.
I disagree. I think they would throw a shitload more cash. Half a mil to fucking make the fight happen because
secret money.
Yeah, because the outcome the UFC no doubt wants is McGregor to win this championship. So they don't even care as long as Aldo can make it into the fucking octagon and fucking fight and lose. It's in they make no fucking doubts about who they want to win this fight. It's
why?
Because
they don't make money off Aldo.
Yeah, Aldo doesn't sell fights the way McGregor sells fights.
I think now people will get to know him. If they have fought a long fight, people will get to know Jose Aldo.
And if Aldo beats the living shit out of McGregor, a lot of people that are like bandwagon fans of McGregor all of a sudden are going to be like, damn, this guy really was a badass.
Yeah. I mean, like,
which he is. He is. I mean, a lot of the novice fans that just know McGregor because of all of his shit talking and the few tune-up fights they've seen him in. Hey, Ari's neighbor.
Ari, who's your neighbor?
It's the neighbor.
Look at Ari hit the volume button. Look at that volume down, volume down, volume down, volume down. Ari just leaned back in his chair. I saw him wave up in embarrassment.
He's just trying to be normal
for
one second.
Look how red he's getting. He's getting totally red. Like, oh, I'm sorry. It's hot, some hot now, Puerto Rican chick, probably.
Is Ari more embarrassed that he's naked in his yard or that he's naked in his yard talking to three naked guys?
No, two naked guys and one quitter.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Do you follow the UFC at all, Gareth?
Yeah, a little bit. Not like you guys.
Now, I know you're a Packers fan.
Okay, good. Did you hear about this at all or no?
No.
This fight?
No.
You had?
No.
Interesting.
Do you follow any sport besides Green Bay Packer football?
Yeah. Most of the other sports.
Like, what's your favorite
sport? I love
sport?
How he basketball. Can't name any of them. He's just saying, you know, the other ones.
The other ones. Lacrosse, highlight, all the big ones. I like basketball a lot. Yeah.
Scuba diving.
Scuba, the competitive scuba. Tennis. Scuba. Baseball a little bit. All the other ones.
Baseball, yeah.
A little bit.
Did you guys see Jurassic World?
Monkey harness racing.
No, monkey racing is amazing.
Did you like it?
I did like it. I thought it was,
Did you see when they asked Chris Pratt who's his favorite comic in the world is? He said, Ryan Sickler.
Yeah, no, that's great.
That's
right?
Crazy, yeah. Right? That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. I like how we all think it's crazy because, I guess Ryan Sickler, not that he's not good enough, but doesn't have the fame to be, like, on a radar.
Yeah, it's like the guy
really
is trying
that Chris Pratt really likes fucking comedy, really. And podcasts.
Ryan is, Sickler's phenomenal
fucking
comedian.
Fucking hilarious, yeah.
You know, but that guy's, like, right now, would you say the biggest movie star out there?
Ryan Sickler? No, I don't think Ryan Sickler's been in a lot
that.
Of movies.
Chris
Literally, Pratt?
Nobody can say that except you.
Who? Who's bigger than – who's got more – hits
Tom
lately.
Cruise, Brad Pitt.
Okay, Tom Cruise.
I mean, I haven't really thought about it yet, but the list
Tom
will be
Tom Cruise hasn't been selling movies lately. Dude, look at the fucking Chris Pratt's last couple movies. They've all been giant fucking movies. Guardians of the Galaxy, fucking Jurassic World. I mean, like, this guy's huge right now. In terms of
Now he's the new Indiana Jones, too.
Yeah, dude.
So, Chris Pratt is in Jurassic World. It's not a Chris Pratt movie.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. That's what's
no,
going
that
on
does
right
matter.
Now.
That's Dude, a huge thing.
Tom
no
Cruise
going to
doesn't sell tickets.
Going,
he doesn't sell
Jurassic
tickets.
Park. Jurassic Park doesn't sell tickets?
What?
Jurassic Park doesn't
Tom
sell
Cruise
tickets?
Tom Cruise hasn't sold tickets since everyone saw him jumping on a couch with Oprah Winfrey.
But to Ari's point, do you think if you think Tom Cruise was in Jurassic World, it would still make a fuckload of money?
I think it would make a lot of money, but it wouldn't make as much as before because I think Middle America is like he's a weird Scientologist dude.
I think what Sam is saying is that if Tom Cruise was in that movie, he would be one of the dinosaurs.
I think that's what he's saying, too.
Yeah.
Chris
Pratt, he would be one of
those. Star in the world. You're out of your mind.
What are you talking? No, I definitely think he's one of them right now. Yes.
One of how many? How many deep? I want to put you on record. How many deep is he, like, the biggest? Because before you said he's the biggest one. Which
he's
is
one
like,
of
nope.
them, for sure.
Okay, so you're already coming off it.
Yeah.
Is he get flown to Saudi Arabia to get shit on big?
Yeah, I think they've offered it a couple times.
The guy from Star Trek? He's bigger than the guy from Star Trek?
What guy?
Name.
Oh, what's his name? Okay, you don't even remember his name, so the joke doesn't even work.
Chris, Chewbacca?
Chris Pine, right? And that's
Chris Pine, Tom Hardy.
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
But they don't, I mean,
oh,
he's
just
obviously
right in my
He's
face.
Obviously the
Jake
face.
Gyllenhaal.
The
Jake
face.
Gyllenhaal. Yeah, Jason Segel.
Hey, let's all name the top 10 dudes we want to fuck.
Oh, wait. I thought that's what we were doing.
Okay, cool. So
yeah,
keep Jake going.
Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Leslie Jones.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Just for the story.
Welcome to the show, cancer survivor Dustin Elliott.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Dustin, you put up a controversial...
Dustin, you're a little too excited. If you could bring it down a notch, it'd be great.
Easy, Dustin.
Oh, sorry.
What's this picture you put up of some hot fucking stripper chick with fucking too much tattoos wearing Confederate flag bikini? What was this?
That's a chick I went to school with, man, and she's become a tattoo model and kind of like a semi-softcore porn girl.
Why?
So, why? Because she's fucking hot, man, and... I don't know. She made me kind of change my mind about the rebel flag.
No, really? Do you hold on to that, Dustin?
No, fuck no. I think it's ridiculous.
So what's up, Dustin?
The Confederate flag.
How's cum dumpster?
Man, she's taking me to court.
Well, she is?
Fuck.
This thing never ends.
What is she taking you to court for?
Because you're not filling up her
tank.
I don't
know. I guess she's taken me to court for custody. I've had custody of our kid for 14 years, and now she's like, I want to be a mom now.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Let her, man. Then you get out of it. It's free. It's just fucking, she's giving you a gift, bro. She's letting you off the hook. You crazy?
Yeah,
take her to court.
But all
take
she
her
could,
to yeah,
say,
but dude,
you.
Ari, what's going to happen is if she takes kid, now he's going to have to spend extra money paying child support, which cum Dunster's going to live off of. Now all he only has to pay for these fucking kids. Here's some shoes and a sandwich. He gets off easy. Now she's going to be fucking.
He barely pays the kids now.
Yeah, now she's going to be like, here's an expense report. Here's like all this breakdown. I need crayons. I need sneakers. I need Pilates
classes.
That kid's
old enough to feed itself now. The kid's old enough to feed itself. Like, who wants custody of a 17-year-old?
Yeah, Dunston just gives him a gun and sends him into the woods and they hunt for dinner.
It's like somebody pitching a really good game and then somebody else comes in and gets credit for a save. It's like, I did all the work, asshole.
Yeah,
exactly.
Get one fucking out.
Yeah.
You save.
Yeah. And I mean, all he's going to do is watch her get cum dumped inside of her. So, I mean, you know.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That could be
Are you
lesson.
Into that stuff?
Nice court case.
Are you into that, Dustin? Case. Like a little cuckling? You like that? Watch like fucking dudes bang your girl while you sit in the corner.
Wait, Sam, did you just mispronounce the term?
What is it called? Cuckling? Cockling?
Cuckling?
Cuckold. I don't know how to pronounce
it. You are so close to being hung up on, Ari. You don't get it. You're this close.
I won't be calling back. I'll tell all my followers not to listen.
Ari. Oh, look at that. I'm going to take my bases home with me.
Ari.
No,
Ari.
If you hang up on me.
I'm actually going to stick up for Sam right here because we all know what cuckolding is, but Sam just mentioned a term that we didn't know what it was, which was cuckling. And that's when you watch your kid watch somebody fuck your wife.
No, I think that's when you sing carols while you watch your girl get fucked by other guys.
It's when you laugh with cum in your throat.
Oh, okay. So, Dustin, what's going on with the NBA right now?
I was just looking through some of the free agent shit, and it looked Dwayne Wade going to probably go to Cleveland.
Is he going to go to Cleveland?
Well, I mean, he's declared free agency, and that's the rumor.
I know, that's fucking crazy.
I see Dwayne Wade go to Miami because I don't think he's usable anywhere, really. He's just one of those old guys who can...
Well, if he goes to Cleveland, where would he... I mean...
No, if he goes to Cleveland, here's what he'll do. He'll be like what Patrick Ewing was his last 5-6 years.
Yeah.
He'll be like a mentor.
Yeah.
He'll be a mentor to young guys.
Yeah. If I were him, I would just finish out in Miami. Take that
Seems
money.
Like that. Why not be a lifer there?
Yeah,
they
be a
don't
lifer.
Have a bad
like, have
team,
that.
Man. They just got Justin Winslow. That team isn't that bad, man. Yeah. But it's like Dwayne Wade hurts them in a weird way because he takes up so much of their salary cap, but he can't play that much because he's just got bad knees. He's crazy if he thinks anyone's going to give him $20 million a year to play basketball.
Well,
he
wants 3 years over next year.
I think he knows he's going to have to take a pay cut to go there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think he wants another championship and he feels like he can get it with LeBron and them. You know, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope they don't. I don't want to see it, you know.
LeBron just
and
needed help. Says, that's the whole problem.
They were
so injured, too. I mean,
he lost
all of his players.
Yeah.
I know, but they're going to add two possible all-stars.
Yeah.
Who?
From where was it in the finals?
Kyrie and Kevin.
Well,
and Kyrie.
Yep. Sorry. It's just like if I have too many people on here, it just starts fucking getting choppy. So
it's
I
okay. But I do want to say a couple things. One, we still didn't get back to one other topic of conversation.
All right.
But also, we got to talk about the Lakers for a second. But first... Gareth, I think you were shitting on Joe Coy, and we cut you off. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, just not very funny in my opinion. You know.
I know. Sam said he couldn't talk, but you have more than enough leeway to go ahead and just say whatever
I
you want.
I have buried my hatchet with that guy. We're cool.
Yeah, I don't have. Yeah, go ahead,
What'd
Sam.
What'd you do, Sam?
I just we made amends, and I've just moved on.
What do you mean? Who approached you?
I did. I approached him.
I said, "What? I don't want to fight with you anymore."
I said, "You know what, dude? I'm sorry. We fucking.
Why did you guys fight?
We just like didn't get along a long time ago, man. We started stand up at the same time, and we both kind of were like there were two camps in Vegas. So it's like you were my camp or his camp, and we just didn't get along. And both of us kind of did shit that we shouldn't have done. And at the end of the day, I'm fucking, you know, I'm over it. He's doing his thing and he's doing really well. And I'm just trying to do my thing and it's going good. But, you know, it's just like I just don't want that kind of energy anymore.
If you really want an injection into the arm of your career, walk around a mall with a script and make a video for it and put it on YouTube, because that shows you're hot. That shows things are good.
Filipinos like
wait,
weird
wait, wait.
Shit.
That was a video he did?
Yeah, it's a video. Yeah.
Walking around with a pilot script?
Walking around with a pilot script, getting all this free swag, like free shoes. And he couldn't act like, it's like someone was like, you're just, if you act like Jay-Z, you will be him today.
Yeah.
Because he's just walking around, just acting like, it's really tough to watch, but in a great way. Yeah.
That guy makes a lot of cash, dude. That guy makes a lot of money.
He gave me some Beats by Dre once.
Yeah.
There you go.
Why? You don't like Amari?
I'm fine with him. I like Joe Coy. I just like hearing drama.
Okay.
I like people talking shit about other people.
You're the fire starter.
So do I.
Yeah.
Fire starter. I am the fire starter.
Okay, let's go. You want to get the Lakers? Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Man, it is so hilarious to me to look at all these Laker fans talking about the team they think they're going to have next year with Aldridge and Love. And now, fuck, they still were saying Anthony from the Pelicans. And they're also going to trade for this guy. And it's like, guys, you need players to trade away to get people. And you need salary cap space to get people. They're still living in a fucking Jerry Buss, Jerry West time where they think that's still reality.
I'm with
but those
too.
Guys are gone.
Yeah.
We're dead.
Yeah.
And Mitch Kupchak is not luring people to come play on your team.
What was that one cartoon when we were growing up? Like the little guy with the nose that hung over the side of the everything?
Gonzo?
Is Tebow coming or what?
Muppet Show? Did you tell him you're calling him back?
Who are you talking about, Sam? Gonzo? See, Sam, and then Sam will go away.
Yeah, is he talking about Gonzo? Like, he said something, you respond, and he's just gone. He thinks he's present. He's on his phone.
He's on his phone. It's so true. And he's so mad.
He always gets mad. The truth hurts. That's why.
It's not the truth hurt.
No, go ahead. Defend.
No, fuck you and fuck you.
What? It's true, though. It is true. You are the king.
There's nothing true. I'm just trying to run this fucking thing.
Sam.
I can't get Tebow online.
Sam.
It's all right. Just call him. It's fine. We'll keep going.
I sent him a text saying we're back. Call him.
Now we need your attention.
I did call him. He's not answering.
Great. Leave a calling and we'll keep going.
All right. So what were we talking about? Lakers.
No, how you look at your phone.
Lakers?
Yeah, but first we were talking about how you look at your phone.
All right.
And were you talking about Gonzo?
Yeah, was it Gonzo you were talking about, Sam?
No, I forget what the name of the cartoon was, but it was like some weird guy with a giant nose would like look over the fucking wall and his nose would fall over the wall. I don't know what it is. I can't remember it at this moment. God, we can't get Tebow. We've lost Tebow.
He's 1 minute. He'll be back in a minute. He'll be back in 1 minute, he said. He's in the bathroom.
He looks like Ari right now.
Tebow does?
No, you. You look like the cartoon that I can't remember at this moment.
Oh, like that? Like the nose right there?
Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
Wait. There you go.
That's a fucking schnoz. How's the ass out in New York City?
It's pretty good. Pretty good. Some girl, though, she was like, I mean, it was after a show we met, and it was like, it was on. She was like, oh, you're fine. She called me fine.
Oh, yeah.
There he is.
She goes, we should hang out sometime. And then I was like, yeah, okay. But then she's on her period, and I was like, maybe we should schedule. And then she was like, last night, she goes, I'm done with my period. Got any Coke?
Oh,
I was like,
This girl's all big information.
I know.
I was in Atlanta, and they were just, I got off stage, and this girl's like, oh, great show. I'm like, thanks. What are you guys doing tonight? She's like, looking for heroin. I'm like,
Jesus.
Wow, right out the gate, huh? Is that where we are, society, now? We could just basically talk about...
It's too soon.
Yeah.
Plus, you're just saying that you weren't responsible enough to find heroin before the night came. It's pretty much showing that you're not, like, to be trusted.
Yeah. Why would you... You're the local. You should have the heroin already.
Yeah.
Yeah, why would I want you to show me around town? You can't even find any good smack. What makes me think you can give a good blowjob if you can't even get a fucking nice fucking bit of smack for the old arm, you cunt?
Smack.
Right?
Yeah,
right. You look like you have, like, you're just totally naked, just waiting for a nice thicky right in the old turd pincher.
I thought, what?
That was the most Christian way to say butt fucking I've ever heard in my life.
A nice thicky.
Thicky.
So, guys, I just got helped by the lady who runs our help host our website, and she says our traffic's gotten to a point where we need a better server. It's going to be $100. Should we pay it?
$100 a month?
No, $100 total.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course.
All right, done. Just had to run and buy you guys.
Just handling official business. Check that off the list.
Look at Ari right now. This is just like deep thoughts with Ari Shaffir. Just like, no, hey, sometimes I wonder if, you know, if I'm going to...
What's it all about?
Yeah.
Do you know what this looks like to me? This looks like those porn videos where they jerk off and all you see them is just their face and like...
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Beautiful pain, they call them. It's just girls like this, like from this angle down. And then you just see the hand go in.
We got a very special call calling in right now. Who is this? Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports.
Hello, it's the gay son of gay God.
Jesus, everybody? Welcome, gay Jesus.
Oh, no.
First of all, why did that pistol in the studio put his shirt back on? What's his name? Gary?
Gary.
Jesus.
Hello, Gary.
Hey, gay Jesus. It's quite a compliment.
It's gay Jesus.
Thank you.
I remember you going to church as a young boy, Gary. You said your prayers.
I sure did, Savior. It's good to see you again, bud.
So let me ask you something, gay Jesus. What's your take on this whole Romero controversy after his fight at Hollywood, Florida, UFC fight night one, I don't know, 50, it's like 56
whatever.
Or 61. What's your take on the whole controversy?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't watch the fight nights. They're a little beneath my pay grade. But I happened to see it. I was trying to cure cancer and racism, and I happened to hear my name on the TV.
So hold on.
And I took exception to it. I'm just trying to be the best gay Jesus I can, dance to disco, and have a good time.
That's a great point. Now, let me ask you, since you're not watching, I know you're curing cancer and you're trying to end racism, but what shows does gay Jesus like to watch?
Big fan of Glee. They really incorporate things I like. Singing, dancing, homosexuality.
I can see Glee being one of your favorites. That's not a huge surprise to me.
Can Gary take his shirt off? He had some beautiful areolas.
Gay Jesus, come on now. Let's just
take it off for gay Jesus. Come on.
If you can't respect Jesus enough to like...
It's not that I don't respect Jesus. I just...
Shirt off, Gary.
Is he talking shit? Is he just saying
like...
I
once turned water into semen.
And Jesus, I imagine you do that trick by drinking water and then the semen comes out of your dick, right?
It's amazing.
Actually, it comes out of my nose. It's a double magic trick. How did that get out of there? Gay Jesus!
Jesus, hey, Jesus, did you have a good Pride weekend?
Oh, it was I hit everyone in every city. I'm one of the few who do it. I'm committed. And I also just helped pass the gay marriage law. Thank you to gay Jesus, everybody.
Thank you, gay Jesus.
How did you help with that?
How did I help with it? I was pulling the strings from above like Geppetto.
Is that code for blowing
strings from the bottom? That sounds like
blowing Anthony Scalise or something like that.
God, every time Gary talks, it just gives me a little tingle in my nether region.
Jesus. Oh, sweet Jesus.
Gay Jesus, I could put you on hold just for one second. Hold on one second. Sam, who was that stream?
You're breaking up, Ari.
Okay,
you're breaking up really bad.
Connection. Okay, back to gay Jesus. Now, is there a straight Jesus, or are you just Jesus?
There is. He's my stepbrother, and we don't get along.
You're kind of like the odd couple of Jesuses. Like, he throws a cigar on the ground, you pick it up with your umbrella, stuff like that.
He turns the water into wine, and I drink it with a pinky out and say I'm not impressed.
I have a question. Gay Jesus, now that it's the gay marriage is legal, will you be getting gay married?
I've thought about it. I've been talking to Liberace up here in heaven to see to gauge his interest, but he's too busy playing the piano and going to glory holes.
Wait, Liberace, are you saying?
Liberace, big fan of his work. Love the piano. Love the pianist.
What's gay heaven like?
Yeah.
Gay heaven is basically, for you guys down there, it's, remember the SNL sketch of Schlitz Gay?
Schlitz Gay?
Oh, yeah, remember that one.
Dudes everywhere, shaved asses, hairy, they're bears, it's everything you could want. It's a real Eden.
Is there AIDS in heaven, or has it been cured up there?
It still exists, but it doesn't matter, because we're all dead, dummy.
Okay, that's a good point.
Gay Jesus, do you think that Chris Pratt is the biggest star right now?
If I could put Chris Pratt on a crucifix backwards, I would have a hell of a time.
Ass up, face down?
Just don't nail the feet.
That's how we do it in the gay Christianity.
That's what we like to fuck.
That's
never thought
fuck?
I'd find a way to get you back on a crucifix, but here we have it.
Use the same holes.
Is that Gary? He's always coming in with the ringers. I love you, Gary.
Oh boy, Gay Jesus. Oh,
Gary.
Real quick, Gay Jesus, are there any celebrities out there that are gay that we don't know about?
I believe there are a few, and they've all said prayers to me to keep their secrets.
Who are some? Can you tell us? I mean, we won't tell anybody. I'd like to know.
Dikembe Mutombo is a big one.
Wow, you can say that again.
Yeah. Wow.
Huge flamer. Hello.
Let me ask you something.
Dikembe Mutombo?
What was that, Ari? What was that? How'd
Dikembe
you pronounce?
Mutombo. That's
no,
cute.
That's not how you say it, but that's okay. Ari,
I have a question.
Gay Jesus, would you take Dikembe Mutombo in your gay backside? I mean, that's a lot of man heat.
Yeah.
I've played in a gay basketball league with him, and let me tell you, when you're posting him up, he's really pushing into you from behind.
Hold on.
Let me ask you this.
Dikembe Mutombo die?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could come to the mortal world, Samuel.
Oh, I didn't know that. What does gay Jesus look like? Is he like regular Jesus, or is it more like buttless chaps and leather and cornrows? What does gay Jesus actually look like? So if we see you, we could like kind of high five you.
I wear the robe with a lot of chest hair flowing out, let me tell you. It's very open so you can see my belly piercing.
What do you got pierced?
And the robe is a light pink hue, like almost like a rose.
Now, I have a question. When you're having sex with Dikembe Mutombo, as I like to call him.
Dikembe Mutombo, yeah.
When you go to come in his mouth, does he quickly pull it out right before you do and give you the finger shake? Like,
He has done it. It sounds a little bit like this. No, no, no. And he shakes the finger, and I say, oh, Dikembe, you wild card.
You wild card.
Wild card.
You guys have a lot of fun, it sounds like.
He is a real pistol, just like you, Gary. Gary, you need to come back to church.
I think I'm good, honestly. I feel
Let
good
me
about
ask
where
you
I'm
something.
Gary has a big G tattoo on his arm, and I believe it may be for gay. He said some prayers to gay Jesus.
Or Gary.
Let me ask you something. What would you do to Gary, gay Jesus, if you could just get him?
Great question.
Just get him.
Great question.
Get him alone.
We would watch the Green Bay Packers, and we would root for Aaron Rodgers, who may be on our side, let's be honest.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, let's be honest.
And I would be wearing a helmet, and I would make Gary get down in that position as the center. I would say, blue, 32, and I would stroke Gary's taint with my underhand. Ugh. And with the overhand, I would take the ball, and then I would just ram Gary hard all night.
Now, are you barebacking Gary, or are you guys using
got a helmet
protection?
On.
Gay Gary and Jesus use no protection, let's be honest.
No blocking, huh?
Well, Jesus, are you immune to venereal disease, or can you get that?
I am immune, and if I get it, I just do a quick hocus pocus, and the sores are gone from my penis.
Wow.
Must be great.
God, is God a little disappointed in you, Jesus?
I'm wondering that, too. What does your dad
What's
think
dad's
about
opinion?
Oh, that's a sore subject. He always wants to congratulate the straight Jesus for doing well in school and having a good time. But gay Jesus can't get any attention. Oh, I'm not good enough for God.
Wow.
You should hear what the gay Holy Spirit says about that.
Gay Jesus, when did you realize you were gay? Because you weren't
always
gay Jesus.
Oh, I was born this way, Sam. I came out of the womb.
I know that, but when did you realize you were like the other Jesuses?
I looked at the Virgin Mary and I said, I want none of that, honey.
Let me ask you a question. You said you were immune to venereal disease, but then you said if you do get sores all over you, you go hocus pocus and they're gone. That seems like that has happened and you're not immune to venereal disease.
Yeah.
What, are you a lawyer? Jeez, who is this guy? What is he, some kind of Jew? Hello.
I can tell gay Jesus loves that Catskill comedy. He's really big on the Catskills.
Oh, I love the Borscht Belt. Let me tell you, even better was taking it off to see that kosher cock.
You can see it. I thought that's how we got kicked off.
No,
don't.
Why are you hard?
Yeah, why are you hard, dude?
Oh, he hears my voice. Hello, let us celebrate in the mystery of gays.
I'm lying down. I'm just kind of playing with it.
Gay Jesus made Ari very happy.
It's very weird.
Man,
right?
Gee, no, I think somebody
Ari,
else likes
we
Gary.
Don't need
we
it.
Have to fight over this Gary guy.
We don't need it. We don't need it. It's just uncalled for.
Wow, this segment really just picked up.
Wow. I Ari just laying in bed, giving himself, just pleasuring himself to the sound of gay Jesus.
Gay Jesus, what are your turn-ons and turn-offs?
Turn-ons are guys who are willing to get a boner from my voice, I'll tell you that. This Ari fella's got, he knows how to party.
Yeah, he does. Right when you thought it couldn't get hotter with old Gary in the room.
Yeah, there's a new Gary in town.
I'd like to do a quick dating show. Gary and Ari, could you please compete for Gay Jesus' love? What's your favorite show tune?
I like something from Oklahoma because I remember that.
Oh, very nice. Gary?
I always had a soft spot for memories from Cats, Gay Jesus.
Oh, Gary just knows the way to Gay Jesus' heart
no.
every time.
Really? Because 500, 700,600 minutes.
Oh,
that's come on, Red. Gay Jesus, that's Red.
This man can sing with an erection. That was very nice.
Oh, my God. Let's have a sing-off for Gay Jesus' attention, everybody.
500, 700,600 minutes.
That's Ari, kind of joking it. Okay, that was nice.
Okay. Gary, your turn.
Midnight, not a sound in the pavement. I'm a cat, can't you see it? That's all I got, Gary.
Yeah, that's
Gary, you're making me purr, girl.
Chicago.
Like the magical mist of Mistopheles.
Oh my, this has turned into quite a Tuesday. Thank you, Samuel.
Gay Jesus, real quick, why don't you ask them what their perfect date with you would be? Each one has to lay it on the line and basically.
I'm not gay.
I also want to point out.
You're also the only one with a boner right now.
Yeah, by the way.
You don't know that.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So you don't want to talk about. You're not trying to get Gay Jesus' attention. Is that what you're saying?
I certainly don't want him to fuck me or go on a date with him. I mean, I like to get to know him.
But now the Jews.
Ari, let me just tell you, when you take off my robe and you see the crucifix shaved into my pubic hair, you're going to be singing a different tune, girlfriend.
And it won't be from Rent.
What did you think
of Rent? Exactly, Gary. It'll be from Cash, just like you. Good boy.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus Christ. Hello.
This is offensive, you guys. This is offensive.
Are you offended, Ari?
I'm offended.
Why are you so rock hard if you're offended?
Good question. Oh, it's gone now. Let me show you the new.
No, we don't need it.
Yeah,
we don't
that
need
has
it.
Gone down.
God, I wish I could see it. And by see it, I mean smell it and suck it.
What?
All right.
In that
Jesus
order.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Yeah, that's so graphic.
Let's talk about this Yoel Romero. What bulging muscles and the fact that he's kind of against me turns me on.
Oh, really?
I respect that. I understand that. I get that. You like, you want to just flip them, right?
Forbidden
that,
fruit.
Like, straight guys are like houses. You want to flip them.
I want to borrow some of Bill Cosby's medication and go to town on that Cuban asshole, if you know what I'm saying.
That's pretty easy to understand what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much, pretty clear, pretty clear.
Where's Hitler
yeah, you're saying
right now?
You're going to put drugs in his drink and make him fall asleep and then fuck him while he's asleep and unable to say no?
Yeah.
You can't tap out, Ari, if you have no control of your... cognitive senses, whatever the word is. Hello.
Hello.
I have a question for Gay Jesus. Since Ari's people killed your brother, would you like to get revenge on his asshole?
That was one of the best things that ever happened to me, honey. I gave Jesus elevated when the real Jesus died.
So it's just a turn on, really.
Oh, Gary, you're always coming in, and I love it.
I'm going to stop.
Gary, what kind of, are you a boxer brief, a boxer, a tidy whitey guy? What do you got going down there?
Just some standard boxers, JC.
What's on? Any designs? Any Green Bay Packer logos? What's going on down there?
You know, Gay Jesus, I think that one's just going to have to go to the grave with me, unfortunately.
Oh, Gay Jesus sees all, and I know what you're wearing, girl.
Gay Jesus, this is offensive. Like, now you're being offensive by trying to hit on someone who's not interested in getting hit on.
Well, let's focus on you, because you clearly don't like the attention being on Gary. What are you wearing down there, Ari?
He showed us. Stop asking, Gay Jesus.
Marijuana boxes.
I'm actually wearing marijuana boxes.
Stop. Anybody got any more questions for Gay Jesus? Any more questions?
Yeah, what did you think about the prop, whatever ruling, the Supreme Court ruling? And what did you do to celebrate?
Honey, I flew down to San Fran, then I headed over to Provincetown, then I went to Fire Island. I can barely sit down.
Because of all the fucking you did?
Oh, it is sore down there, honey.
How many, over and under on, how many porta potties do you think you fucked in?
Oh, Samuel, you've been studying up on me. You've looked at the Wikipedia page.
18.
At least 38.
38 porta potties. That's a lot of fucking.
Quick shout out to Jason Tebow's mother. She's a member of the tribe, if you know what I'm saying.
Is there a lesbian Jesus too?
Well, that's my cousin, and she's not very popular up here.
Why? Why aren't lesbians popular?
Well, she's a bit of a butch and a curmudgeon and just no fun.
Sounds like lesbians.
Gay and Jesus. A girlfriend looks like Gary.
Gay Jesus, did you ever have a heterosexual experience?
Well, there was one time, and it was unpleasant. That vagina is a disgusting creature.
What was your dad thinking with that thing, huh?
I have a question.
I don't know. He really dropped the ball when he made that one.
I have a question. Would you like to give Ari and Gary the old San Francisco crucifix? And that's where you get on your knees and you beat them both off at the same time with the holes in your hand.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Jason, you've really done your homework on what old GJ likes to do, because I would like nothing more than the San Francisco gay crucifix with Gary and Ari. Guys, what do you say?
Hey, I'm in, man.
Hey, cool. I'll check my schedule, but get back to you.
Gay Jesus.
How about we make it a foursome and we get Joe Coy? I heard you guys are fond of him. Let's get him involved.
Great.
Throw him in the mix. There's always room for an Asian dick.
Yeah. He got always some beats. I want him to beat me off.
Hey, during this, what do you call it, Steve? What do you call the move?
San Francisco crucifix.
Yeah, during the San Francisco crucifix, I want to be sucking Sam off while you're jerking me off through your stigma. What? What's it?
Your stigmata hole.
Stigmata.
Hey, if you want to bring an Armenian bear to the party, I'll play at the circus.
I'll play at the circus.
This interview has been one of the best ones I've done since I did one on OWN last week with Tyler Perry.
Oh, really? GJ, what do you think about winners and losers from the draft?
Oh, the Los Angeles Lakers dropped the ball, girlfriend. When you got that Okafor, you take the Okafor skin.
Take Okafor, for sure.
Yeah, we'll get in that. All right, Gay Jesus, we love you. Please call in anytime, all the time.
Pray for us.
More, pray for us.
Thank you, Gay
God
Jesus.
God bless Gay America. Amen.
Take care, Gay Jesus. Wow. Gay Jesus is so good, we let Gay Jesus hang up. Okay, who is this fucking guy? Hi, you're on with Punch Drunk Sports. You've been calling 14 times while Gay Jesus is on. What's up?
What's up?
Who's this?
It's a training correspondent.
Oh, training correspondent. Oh,
training correspondent. Who it is?
I was in Bangkok, dude.
Dude, he was at the Comedy Store the other day.
Was he really?
Yeah, I saw
Sam at the Comedy Store, and I was at your show, Ari. I shook your hand, but I remained incognito.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Training correspondent, what did you think of Rose, the bartender?
Rose, the bartender. At the Comedy Store?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Was she the black one?
No. She was the gorgeous fucking Albanian with the fucking giant skull.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get a good look at her, but we had the black one. I think she was a lesbian.
Yeah, she was. She is.
Yeah.
That is correct.
So, did you have fun at the Comedy Store?
Yeah, I had a good time. I was in Hollywood for like a week and a half.
Did you go bang another tranny again? Because last time you were there, you got taken out and taken to Dirt Town.
Yeah, I had some fun on backstage.
Who'd you get?
Yeah.
Describe the girl you got. Who was it?
Well, my first was I took an Uber out to the San Fernando Valley, okay. 818. You got it.
Till you die.
And, yeah, and she was some black tranny from Mississippi.
Oh, how'd it go?
She was about 6 foot, 175.
Ew.
And it was pretty intense.
Ari, this is the no judgment zone.
Now, wait, when you say intense, what does that mean? Does that mean she banged you or you banged her or what happened?
No, we didn't get that far. We just kind of played around, you know how it is.
No, I don't know how it is. I mean, it was intense.
Well, I mean, it was just like foreplay until release.
So then what happens? You get kicked out and you got
clinical.
Uber back?
Well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have wanted to see her again. That was like a one-time thing.
So she was the first.
Yeah, and then later in the week I had two Mexicans. One was pretty good, and the other was kind of a drag. But
at the same time?
All trannies?
Pun intended.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, drag, pun intended. They were, one was good, even though she was like 39, she was like in great shape and well-endowed Mexican chick.
Wait, tranny or woman?
Tranny. Yeah.
You bang chicks, tranny correspondent, or are you just into trannies?
No, when you...
I used to bang chicks, but I think once you go tranny, you're like all in, you know?
Yeah.
Trannies say bye, Fanny. That's what they always say.
That's a saying out there. Now, you went by Donut Time, and you told me you were a little upset and a little let down by Donut Time.
Well, I went over there like 2:30, and it was already closed. So there was, and then I walked around that area for a little bit, and I saw two trannies that looked like they were on the job, but I didn't really, they were kind of sketchy looking, so I didn't.
Oh, yeah, it's sketchy over there. That neighborhood's pretty sketchy. Yeah. That's par for the course. I mean, that's authentic. But let me ask you a question. When you say well-endowed, you make it seem like they've been endowed by those instead of they purchased something.
Yeah, I mean, she had a big cock.
Oh, down like that. Okay, yeah. My mistake. I take it back.
Were you like, I'm coming on a sports show?
Oh, yeah. Well, I did the naughty show. I don't give a fuck. But I was thinking the same thing. So they have like a penis from a previous marriage, basically.
Like, yeah, I mean, they also have that, you know, silicone tits too. So, you know,
they
it's not
big,
gay.
Big fake tits and a big huge cock.
Now, did they make you suck them off or anything like that?
Yeah. Did they make you?
Do they make me?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Why would I be going to see trannies if I wasn't interested in that kind of thing, you know?
So you did suck those girls.
That's called tranny humor, by the way. Did they make me? Bump.
Yeah, there's supposed to be a rim shot there.
We lost Ari.
No, I'm here.
Okay. I don't know where you are. We can't see you.
Probably for the best.
Now, are you upset that we know what you look like, training correspondent?
Well, I mean, I do. The thing about it is, like, I'm not gay, so I can't really, like, come out and say, like, I mean, it'd be easier if I was, like, gay. I'd just come out and say I'm into guys, but I'm not, you know?
Let me ask you something, though. Like, have you been with more, let's say over the last 2 years, have you been with men or women?
I haven't been with any men. I've been with trannies. Come on, get it right.
No, I'm not arguing with that. Training correspondent, can you see Ari's balls?
It looks like a paper airplane.
Does that turn you on at all?
No, I'm not attracted to guys. I don't know what it is. It's like a weird thing.
Ari, you need him.
I'm very close to hanging up on you. Cover up. I don't want to see you beating your dick. I don't want to.
His balls look like.
I invited my good friend Gareth Reynolds, one of the funniest guys I know, to my show, and all we're doing here is you whacking off while Gay Jesus talks you through it.
No, not Gay Jesus. Training correspondent.
Training correspondent. So,
by the way, if I were famous and you were a girl, they'd write a Gawker article about this.
Yeah, they would. They totally write it.
So close.
Yeah, so close. Gary, what do you think about Ari's balls?
Oh, man, I loved watching him get hit.
Only we could see him. No! Ari! Ari, what? I got the button on him.
No, Tebow asked for that one. That one Tebow asked for.
I did. I was asking Gary what he thought.
Gary, did you need to see them
We know what Gary thinks, but we don't know what Gary thinks.
There's a lot going on. There's quite a performance.
I know.
A lot of flexibility in his genitals. I'm not going to lie. Oh, God, that's the part I've always wanted to see of Ari, the underside of his ball bag. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I fucked myself on that one.
Jesus Christ.
We might have to end the show a little early tonight. A little early today. We might have to end it a little early.
So we can jerk off so we can all jerk it.
Yeah.
So we can all get rid of this already? God, yeah. I'm dying over here.
Ari's balls look like a large pizza dough before they flatten it out.
Hey, tranny correspondent. Very good, Tebow. Tranny correspondent. Do you you ever suck off a girl's dick?
Yeah. That's what you do when you go with a tranny. You got to
take care of the cock.
Suck off their dicks, yeah.
All right, aren't you glad you missed that bullet when you were in fucking...
Hey, training correspondent, would you like to hook up with Gay Jesus if he was in drag?
I could probably get it up if I had a couple drinks.
Who would you rather fuck, a queenie gay dude or a straight male?
Probably it would be a queenie gay dude. I mean, I'd want them to, like, be hairless, shave, and... wear some high heels.
Obviously. You're not a fucking animal. Obviously, you want them shaved.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't want to fuck a pig like Gary.
Hey!
Not into otters.
Why is Gary getting bus tossed? A lot of shrapnel for no reason.
Trade correspondent, who is your dream tranny? Is there one out there you just would love to work her balls?
What's your take on Caitlyn Jenner as well?
Well, you had Mia Isabella on the Naughty Show, right? When Brody was on,
Sam.
I mean, you have to admit, even though you're straight, that she's attractive. I mean, she's attractive.
She's a good looking chick. We had I did a Eddie If show with Vanity.
Oh right.
Oh yeah, she's hot too. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, do you prefer trannies or cross-dressers?
Trannies, the ones that, like, are full-time dressed as a lady.
So they're chicks with dicks. But that's what you're into.
The problem is, like, you can't really get in a relationship with one.
Oh, you want to settle down with
one? Why not?
Yeah, why?
I don't know. Maybe it's my own, like, insecurity, but I don't know.
I think if you could ever settle down with a fellow transsexual, it'd be now. It seems like the climate's pretty...
Now and in Bangkok.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you dress up like a woman? Would you ever dress up like a woman?
No, I'm not. I have no desire to do that. I just
Let me ask you a question.
What was that?
No, go ahead. I'll ask you later.
Yeah,
like, when I was growing up, I wasn't, like, I was, you know, I had crushes on the girls. I dated and, like, dated girls. And then I, like, discovered trannies, and I never went back.
Okay, let me ask a question. Once you get them naked, are they no longer trannies?
Do you make them keep the wig on? That's what he wants to know.
Like,
do I make them what?
Do they have to keep the wig on?
Well, that would be a cross-dresser. I mean, most trannies don't even wear a wig. They have, like, they make their hair like a lady.
Yeah, that's true.
This is a solid 30 to 40 minutes of pure gay talk.
TC, let me ask you a question. Are there any women that you really can't tell they're a dude? They're so good that you really can't tell.
Ari's asking for a friend.
They would have to be loaded up on hormones for that. And the problem with, like, being with one that's loaded up on hormones is that it kills their libido, and they also can't achieve an erection. So it's like,
what turns you on?
Girl.
Oh, it's a good-looking car without
what
gas.
What turns you on? Is it that they do filthy things like guys? Is that what it is?
I can explain it. It's that, like, you know, I think the reason girls want to fuck is, like, so they can, like, manipulate you and, So you can, like, I don't know, I don't think a lot, I mean, I know some girls do, but a lot of girls, they don't even really like sex. They just do it to, like, because they know the guy wants it and they want the guy to like them. But trannies have the libido of a man, and they love it.
I think women like sex. I think women love sex. I think forever they've been told they can't enjoy it.
Well,
and now they're just
and there's kinda probably some that use it for that, but I think, I mean,
most women enjoy it. Yeah. They just got to act like they don't enjoy it, or else they just be going cock zombie crazy all the time. I know a lot of chicks now.
Okay, but you agree they don't like it as much as guys. I mean, guys love it.
They're not as open about it, for sure. They're definitely not as into it as guys.
Well, because women trade in purity. That's why. They, like, nobody wants the chick who's fucked everybody. I don't really, like, give a shit, but, you know, it's like most people are like, oh,
most
she's fucked everybody.
People.
I don't want that girl.
But I get what he's saying, though. It's like girls aren't as open and into sex as guys. They might not. They might like it, but they're not as into it.
Think about the typical tranny, like, especially the good-looking ones. They're tall, they're thin, they have, like, big lips, like, they kind of
huge
fit that,
cock.
Like, mold of, like, huge
what?
Yeah, and I don't know.
Come on!
Why are you hard
again? Come on!
Why? No!
He's not enjoying this! He's a human being! He likes baseball! He's from the Midwest!
Back.
He doesn't want to look at Jew cock all day!
Back.
By the way, the name of this episode is Punch Drunk Pride.
I don't like baseball that much.
Right, I like it.
I'm going to have Vicente edit out the part where we lost you guys.
The two times Ari got hard was when Gay Jesus called and when we started talking about sucking off trannies.
Yeah.
Full times Ari, rock hard.
Rock hard, Ari. All right, well, gay training correspondent. Where are you moving to now? Where are you going back to Bangkok? Are you going back to Bangkok?
Well, I kind of want to, but I'm here and back in the States, back in the rat race for a little while until I figure out what I'm going to do next.
So are you going to live in L.A. for a while?
No, I'm back in the Northeast.
I'm sorry, dude. Sounds
What's a tranny scene like up there? Are you starving?
There's Backpage, but, you know, it's like five times more expensive than it is in Bangkok. And
so is the food.
Yeah, everything's more expensive.
Yeah.
What do you prefer? Real quick, tranny correspondent, do you prefer white trannies, black trannies, or Mexican trannies?
Sounds like
I like Mexican.
There we go.
They're pretty
hot. I think when it comes to trannies, it's called Come on My Backpage. I could be wrong.
Tiva, when'd you become Super Pun Man? I love it. You're just
every now and then. You know, every now and then, I'll throw him around
champion.
The block.
You really are a champion, dude. You really
are. Thanks. I appreciate that.
When
we go to San Francisco, I'm going to get you loaded up with so much hot, throbbing prick, bro. You're going to blow. It's going to blow your mind.
Okay. Well, it looks that weekend
That's
got
awesome.
Canceled. That week got canceled.
That's
sorry.
Awesome.
Did it? Should it be like Jesus? Instead of blood coming out of your eyes, it's just cum.
Yeah. You wear the crown of cum.
Well, we lost the Midwest in this show. We lost them.
Did we ever have them?
We never have the Midwest.
Hey, all right, let's see what you're working with now.
No!
still pretty hard. Yep, that's God.
The worst part of this is only you and I get tortured by this.
Wait, what? He's deep.
I'm looking right at it.
Yeah.
You think I'm not tortured by it? I want to fucking rip it. Rip it and shoot it.
I think Ari's the one suffering the most.
Save it for sweeps.
And come on camera.
Yeah,
yeah. Ari's the one being most tortured. He's the one hard as a fucking brick. With pizza dough balls.
I don't know what it is where I lie on my back with my pants around my ankles and my computer on my chest. What makes me want to touch my dick?
Well, some gay guy talks about sucking off dudes. You just randomly get hard. It's so crazy.
We have to decide also on our fantasy football league.
All right, guys, let's talk fantasy football.
I gotta get off this gay talk. We got our quota.
Quick segue.
We got our quota.
Sam Tripley.
I think I'm gonna go to 3 games this year. I think I'm gonna go to the Eagles Cowboys game week 2. I think I'm gonna be in Boston December 3rd, 4th, 5th. So I'm gonna stay on Sunday and go to a Patriots game. And I think I'm gonna go to maybe when I'm in Philadelphia playing the fucking gig, stay Sunday and go to another Eagles game.
Ari, I mean, Tebow, let me ask you something.
All right. Yeah.
Do you think anybody's moving to L.A.?
Well, eventually, yeah. I mean, might not be for 2 years, but
for sure, it's in the works. It's in the works right now. It's happening.
I mean, it's going to be either Chargers, Raiders, or Rams. Whoever can't get their stadium worked out.
It's going to be Rams and Raiders. It's going to be Rams and Raiders.
Yeah, I mean, whichever one can't get a stadium worked out is the one that moves. I mean, I think that's all it's really coming down
to. There's no way anybody in L.A. wants to root for the Chargers. It's just...
No, but they'll come to L.A. and they'll start rooting for them.
Yeah, no, they'll start rooting for
they'll
the Rams.
They'll get a fan base. Whoever moves will get a fan base.
Nobody wants to
move
to
the Rams fans. I know a lot of Chargers fans in L.A.
It's so close. Nobody wants to root for the Rams anyway. They're our closest team for the last 20 years. If you want to go see a game, you drive down to San Diego.
Yeah. Should we may take one more call?
Who is it? Oh, I don't know.
Let's make sure it's somebody that's going to keep Ari hard.
Hey, who's this? You're on Punch Drunk Sports. Who is this?
What the fuck, dog? It's the fucking voice of reason, motherfucker. Nate Diaz, dog.
Nate Diaz.
Happy Pride, man. How do you feel about the gay pride?
How do you feel about the gay
pride? What the fuck? What the fuck's going on the show today, dog? You got fucking, like, dicks galore and fucking gay guys and shit.
Yeah.
Well, it's gay Pride weekend.
It is gay Pride weekend.
Gay announcement.
And one of those gay guys, Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, dude, not cool. Not cool. You're on with Gary.
Gary, what's up, dog? How you doing, Gary? I saw fucking Gary at Cobb's Comedy, dog. We went out for a fucking wild night after. You remember that, Gary?
Where?
Cobb's.
At fucking Cobb's, dog. And then we took you to Stockton.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. Thanks for that again.
What happened in Stockton? Nothing good ever happens in Stockton.
Motherfucker, we took fucking Gary out on a fucking pontoon boat. Fucking Kill's old man was there. Dirty Larry ended up fucking punching Gary in the face and shit.
He was out of line.
Hey.
Hey, man, you took the last chip and fucking Dirty Larry already called dibs, dog.
Man, you guys made me feel like I could have as many chips I wanted. That was fucked up.
Hey, what do you think of the new Reebok deal? Did you see they put out Gilbert Menendez's T-shirt and they completely spelled his name wrong?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They spelled it.
Yeah, man, fuck that, dog. I mean, fucking, you know, even in Stockton, we can spell our own fucking names, dog. Fuck Reebok, dude. We're going fucking L.A. gear, dude.
Yeah, that is
about time.
It's about time. LA. Are you going to be okay with that? Are you going to go L.A. gear okay? I mean, is the UFC going to be cool with that?
Hey, I don't give a fuck, man, with the way the fucking judges keep fucking with 209. We're going to do whatever the fuck we want, man.
That's true. How come they didn't pick you to fight Conor McGregor? I thought for sure you'd be the number one guy they pick.
I'll punch the fucking tattoos off his chest, dog. He ain't shit to me, man. He's just dressing up like he's the man. You're not Nate Diaz, dog.
I wish we could have Conor McGregor call in and tell us what he thinks.
Yeah, it was hard to understand. Nate, how's your bruised chest from your brother firing a cannonball right at your chest before?
It's fucking healing, man. But, like, I have some setbacks every now and then in training. But, like, fucking, you know, like, the Diaz brother is a great prank artist, man. I heard you talking about fucking Paris Hilton. We once fucking scared Ronda Rousey in a fucking plane crash scare, dog.
Oh, what happened with that?
Yeah.
Fucking Nick was flying the fucking plane, and he doesn't really have a pilot's license, but he was just flying this little fucking biplane, dog, and he's like, oh, I'm fucking crashing, dog, and like, we have this big smoke and shit. She was crying.
That's great. That's great.
Would you fuck Paris Hilton, Diaz? Would you fuck her?
You mean again, dog? You see what I did there?
Oh,
fucking
shit.
That
shit.
On you,
man.
Oh,
he already fucked her. He already fucked her.
That was fucking great, dude.
Oh, that was shit.
Who do you think? Real quick.
That's what I learned from hanging out with fucking Gary, dog. You got to be quick with the fucking wit, dog.
Real quick, before we got to go, who is the who do you got in the Conor McGregor-Aldo fight?
I got fucking probably Gilbert Melendez by decision, dog.
I don't know how we could get that decision.
How? He's not fighting.
He should be.
He should be.
Yeah, but...
That's a great point.
Still not going to win, though, yeah, regardless.
Who do you guys think is going to fucking win, dog?
Who do you think,
Aldo.
Ari? Aldo? Well, you got Aldo?
I mean, this definitely makes it a lot more interesting, this injury.
How about you, Jason Tebow, a.k.a. Mr. Lesbian?
I don't know why I'm a lesbian, but I think I'm going to go a slight edge to McGregor because of the Aldo injury. And I just saw today that Aldo has postponed his training from today all the way till Friday.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to hurt him. Not being able to train is also going to hurt
1 week. That gives him basically 5 days of training before he has to head to Vegas.
Yeah, but he's...
Wow.
At this point, he's been training forever. I mean, I'm not saying he shouldn't train. Obviously, you have to...
No, you're right. You're right. His skills aren't getting better or worse.
He's where he's at. This is just more of a conditioning thing.
Honestly, though, I still don't think Conor McGregor has even fought any of the top-level guys. So it's like...
I agree.
I just don't see it, how he's going to suddenly – the guy's amazing.
You want the input of a professional, dog?
Yes, we'd love to hear
sure.
It.
That's probably the right way to go.
What's Conor McGregor's greatest fucking strength? Body punching, man. This guy's got fucking bruised ribs, dog. He's going to be going straight to that body.
Yeah, it's going to be rough, dude. All right, Diaz, we love you. Thanks for calling in. We're just coming to the end of the show, so we love
you. Are you real?
Yeah, we're close. Well, call it next
guys,
week.
Guys, let's be honest.
What's
Thank
up?
You. Good job. Good job. The Lakers. Have you guys heard the people supporting them saying they're going to be a fucking title contender next year and the year after?
Yes.
They're crazy.
They are crazy.
They were the fourth worst team of basketball, and they still like, what if we get this guy? What if we get this guy? I'm like, you guys got Dwight Howard and Steve Nash, and they can't play with Kobe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how is it going to be different with DeMarcus Russell or fucking D'Angelo?
I know this last if this is Kobe's last year. This last year is gonna be real weird. I think for Kobe,
it's gonna be awful.
It's not like the farewell tour he probably was hoping for because they're not gonna be good.
Well,
they have all that hype built around him by the fan base.
I'm sure the Lakers would love to get DeMarcus Cousins and somehow team him up with LaMarcus Aldridge. And that Kobe, DeMarcus Cousins could try to make a run. It's just not going to happen.
If you're LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah, but they need a trade for him. Don't they need a trade for
him? No,
they're
still putting out there because Kings are just in a bad place. George Karl just fucked himself.
But they're going to have to give away Aldridge to get Cousins.
No, they wouldn't. They would give away because right now the Lakers are really deep under the cap. They don't have so they could take on more salary.
But why would Aldridge go from Portland to the Lakers?
Well, because one, it's a bigger market. But that's it. That's why I don't think they're getting
that's
him.
That's why he won't do it.
I think he's going to
because anybody who knows, anyone who knows they're going to the Lakers knows they're going to suck this year, and then they're going to be rebuilding even harder after that.
I think there's also people that are jockeying to make that their team, knowing that Kobe's going to be gone in the next year or two.
Right.
So I think people are going to try to get in now and be like, all right, let's build this team around me instead of me being a piece built around
Kobe. But Aldridge is too old for that. Like, he's not.
He's 30, dude. It's time
to,
like.
Is he 30?
Yeah, he's 30.
Shit. All right, fuck it then.
No, but that's not that. That's,
yeah, but that's
no,
still.
He's got 3-4 years left before it starts going away. He is too old to rebuild a team.
Yeah, he can still
Cousins,
get his team
isn't?
Around him.
No, he wants to go where it's like you're going.
He wants to go to a contender.
Yeah, which is the Spurs. That's who's going. He's going to go.
That's probably where he'll
go. The Spurs. The guy who's most likely to move, unfortunately, is DeAndre Jordan because he's delusional. He's like, I want to be like, I don't want to be third banana. I want to then the runoff plays for me.
Anywhere.
It's like, dude, you have no post skills.
Yeah.
Your only thing you can do is alley-oops, and you have the best passer in the game right now throwing you oops. You're never going to, and he thinks if he goes to Dallas, he's going to get an all-star. No, dude.
Yeah.
He's led the NBA in rebounding 2 years in a row, and he's one hell of a shot blocker as well.
He's great.
Yeah, but he wants the offense. But he wants plays ran for him. He has no offensive skills other than dunking.
He really doesn't.
He has no post moves. He can't hit foul shots. He's been in the league 7 years. If he was going to get any of those, he would have had some kind of fucking basic form of any of those, and he doesn't. The best place for him to go is the Clippers, but he's delusional.
Yeah.
And they're all going to kiss his ass. He might go to Dallas. He's going to play with Dirk, who's fucking on his last leg.
Yeah, for sure. He's a warrior, and he's going out. But, like, I think the Spurs have salary cap room, and they're proven winners. And fucking the Mavericks have an owner that shows they want to succeed and they want to win no matter what. I think the Mavs and the Spurs make the big moves this year, and not the Lakers.
No, without a doubt. The Lakers aren't going to get any free agents till Kobe's gone.
Yeah.
Till he's gone.
Yep.
Till he's gone.
And even then, it's like, well, hopefully what they do is fuck around and get some, like, overpriced guy and then don't leave themselves room to get somebody, like, an Allen Houston type, and they really screw themselves for the next year.
Which is probably what's going to happen because Kupchak sucks.
Kupchak sucks. They all want to make him seem like he's Jerry West, but he sucks.
When you knew he sucked was when he signed Mike D'Antoni over Phil Jackson. Then you were like, okay.
Hold on, stop.
What?
Stop. Listen, I understand what you're saying there, but everyone's like, Phil Jackson. Look what Phil Jackson's doing in New York. Even though I get what he's doing.
So different.
It's not different.
Yeah,
they couldn't sign Phil Jackson is because if they brought him in, he'd have to bring in all of his fucking assistants.
Well, and
it would cost a gazillion dollars.
And because he didn't want to travel. That's another problem with Phil Jackson. Still, think back to Mike D'Antoni.
And don't forget
and how bad that was.
Kobe wanted D'Antoni. He even said he wanted D'Antoni.
Right, but Phil Jackson.
What? Who cares? He's holding that franchise hostage right now.
Sure is. Do you see Nance tweeted the tweet he had about Kobe being a rapist?
Yeah.
And then Kupchak is like, "Well, we made him apologize, take it down." It's like, what do you mean? Because he's anti-rape? You made him apologize for that?
Yeah.
Why is nobody jumping on that? Why is a feminist not jumping on the fact they made him delete a tweet?
The guy who's apologizing is the tweeter.
Yeah.
He's anti-rape.
Yeah.
A rapist.
It's hilarious. I don't know, man. We'll see what happens. I don't think there's going to be as much movement as some people think. I do think they could get pieces, like little pieces to put around. But, dude, this Russell kid's great. I'm telling you, Julius Randle is going to come and murder everybody this year. That's your two pieces. And Kupchak got a great – he signed two guys that didn't get drafted who should have gotten drafted, but they have attitude problems. But he signed them to fucking, like, non-guaranteed contracts. This kid out of Washington, the seven-footer, I forget what his last name is, he has lottery talent. He's just been a fucking knucklehead. Now, if you can somehow rein this guy in, he's a legit seven-footer.
L.A.'s a good place for a guy who has problems.
No, I'm with you.
I love how delusional all the fans are. They're just like, we're about to be so good. And like, guys, you got one guy. You don't even know if he can make the – he doesn't have NBA quickness. He does not have NBA quickness. That's what everybody says about him. So unless he gets quicker, which is going to be really hard, stronger,
yes, probably do.
But quicker,
who's
that's
this?
Difficult. They're
Russell?
Fucking – yeah, the new fucking draft
no,
pick.
He
yeah.
is good, dude. I don't know who's telling you he doesn't have quickness. The kid is
fucking
phenomenal.
All the reports I read out of hatred.
They're crazy. This kid's legit, dude. They're crazy. The kid's legit fast. He went to Ohio State. He's a top-shelf D1 athlete, dude. They're talking out
absolutely.
Of his ass.
He's a top-shelf D1 athlete.
They're talking out of his ass. It's
all
it's
the
crazy
sports writers?
Talk. Yeah, it's crazy talk. Now, everyone's shitting on Phil Jackson, right? I actually understand what Phil Jackson's
doing.
You
just shit on him.
I'm just saying, look at what he's doing. Everyone's like, oh, they should hire Phil Jackson. But look at all the shit Phil Jackson's getting. I get it, because in the NBA, you have to fucking bottom out.
Yeah,
you got to bottom out. And I wouldn't doubt if this is the ploy to fucking move Carmelo Anthony. He had
Could
to
be.
Sign him, because New York would have gone nuts if they didn't give him a fuck. This way, fucking move him out. But, dude, they're going to get some fucking pieces. Like, they're going to get a follow out of Denver, or who played for Denver with Carmelo
Steve
Anthony.
Kerr wouldn't have been coaching last year if Phil Jackson had been, like, a little quieter.
Yeah.
Like, he would have been the coach of the Knicks.
I think they're not going to be killers, but they're on their way, dude. This kid, this 7'2" guy that they're murdering him on, he's good. Everyone's like, they should have got Winslow. Really, if Winslow was so great, why did he go another five fucking people, with five teams, without getting drafted? Now, if you look at Okafor, Lakers don't pick him. The next team who already has three huge centers, pick him. Yeah. That's how good Okafor is.
Yep. That's how good he is. And the Lakers are like, no, it's a guard league. Like, no, it's not. It's a guard team. Golden State's a guard team.
Well, if the Lakers really thought they had a chance to get DeMarcus Cousins, they should have picked Okafor. Because now you're like, well, just give you Okafor. Now you got a center who can score 20-10 every game.
Yeah, people are like some of those Laker fans online were like, fucking centers are a dime a dozen, but fucking guards are important. Like,
that's not the case.
A good center, they go five deep in the NBA any year in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
I know. And the Lakers have no history of having building teams around centers either.
Yeah. No. Well,
I think this kid's good.
It's only been 40 years of the Lakers having a dominant center.
Kareem,
until now.
I think this kid's good. I think he's a phenomenal passer. I think he's going to do great. Now, the Sixers, actually, they move Nerlens Noel. Dude, they won two championships with Bynum. And when he played with them, he fucking played well. And just his knees went out. And he was just he was a classic case of a kid who was 7 foot and didn't
even
love
tried
basketball.
Howard. They even tried Howard for a year.
Now, let me ask a question. Are the Sixers ready to finally make their move? They're going to get the foreign guy. They're going to get the guy that was injured. They're going to get the other guy back now. They got four second-round draft picks, and they got the fucking new guy, Jahlil. Are they ready to say, now we're going to try to compete and try to build this team up for a championship the way the Pelicans were with Davis?
Well, they have a bunch of pieces they can move, and if I was them and I am not them, there's only so long you could do this let's get lottery picks thing before people start flipping the fuck out. And Eric Bledsoe is available in Phoenix, and that guy is a phenomenal point guard. And if you can move a one or two pieces of these lottery picks you fucking have stockpiled up, if you go with Okafor and you move Nerlens Noel to Phoenix for Eric Bledsoe, that's a great trade.
No way. It's
Why?
A terrible trade.
Why?
Oh, I would never give it up for fucking Bledsoe. He's not that good.
He's phenomenal.
He's not that good.
He is good. He is that good.
What's his name? And I'm gonna look him up.
Eric Bledsoe.
Eric Bledsoe? I mean, I don't know if he's phenomenal, but he's definitely good.
He's good, dude. He's good. He gets injured, but he's good. But that would allow you to fill a hole that you need. See, what they should have gotten on Monday, they should have picked up Monday, and then Phil Jackson's plan would have worked because Okafor would have fallen to the Knicks. But it's like Hinkie picked fucking Okafor, which is what you should have done. Even though if they would have gotten Monday, that would have been a great fucking piece to add to Nerlens Noel.
Okay. He scored 17 a game last year, started all 81 games, scored 17 a game. Six assists is okay. Five rebounds is great.
But you know, it's like he didn't have the ball the whole time.
He shot 45% from the field.
He's playing with Gordick, who was like the two-point guard system. If he's the number one point guard, he's going to be able to get you more assists.
Okay, but then why is he, if he's playing with another point guard, why is his shooting percentage 45%?
I don't know.
He's not that good.
Okay. He's not good.
I mean, if he's playing with another point guard so he can get dished all the time, he's shooting under 45%, 32.5% from three-point line. He's fine. He's okay, but he's not, like, amazing. But he's young. He's young. I'll give you that.
I'm just saying that Phoenix has too many guards. Philly has too many big guys. Let's make a swap. It would work out for everybody. I mean, Noel would be fucking phenomenal in Phoenix. Just have him down there protecting the rim. It would work for both teams. Great show.
You see that guy was four times already in the offseason?
What's that?
You see that guy was traded four times already this offseason?
Ridenhour? Like, yeah, I think it's
Ridenhour. Yeah.
Five.
I think he's on five different teams within 2 weeks. That's just like a girl who's getting passed around by Saudis right there, huh? Yeah. And they're just shitting on Ridenhour's chest. Yeah, dude, it's crazy. I don't know. We're dying to see what happens.
He's like, can you tell me where I should look for a place?
I don't think he's going to be playing anywhere, dude. I think he had a long, nice 10-year career. But, you know, these super guards are coming in there, 6'5". That's how good you know Ridenhour is. He's like a 6'2" white guy in the NBA. And I know you have to have so many white guys in the league just, you know, because the whole fan base, that went watching a game is white. They like to see white guys out there. But that kid's got to be – is legit, dude.
I don't care about he's seeing 34. White guys out
there. He's 34. He didn't start any games last year.
It's like why you have black, why you have diversity in sitcoms so kids can watch. Be like, I could do that. It's same thing with the NBA. The whole thing is like they got to get kids to believe they can play. That's how you have interest in the game.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. It's been a fun podcast.
All right. How hard are you right now?
No.
Not much. It's all the way down.
Ari, final thoughts.
Boing.
Okay, Tebow, final thoughts.
Boing, boing.
Tebow, we'll see you next week. I'm very excited you're back.
Yeah, man, I'll see you Tuesday night when I get in. Gary, great seeing you, buddy. I love you.
Good to see you, Tebow, as always.
All right,
dude. I'll see you next week. Suck it.
Suck it, buddy. Bye.
Sammy, thank you for having me.
Dude, anytime, dude. You're one of my favorite people on the planet. I love you very much.
Love you.
I'm glad everything's going really well for you.
Love you.
And let's take a look at Paris Hilton one more time and be like, she's smoking hot, right? Yep. When you lick her asshole. I would. Yep. Oh, yeah.
There we go.
All right,
Sam's
dude.
On record.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
The Dollop is available on it's All Things Comedy.
All Things Comedy.
And then Point versus Point.
Not on All Things Comedy, sadly, but somewhere.
Somewhere.
On iTunes.
It will happen.
Yeah.
It will happen. We love you, dude. You're one of my favorite people.
Thank you, Sam. I love you.
And thanks for doing it, dude.
Thanks for having me.
We'll talk to you soon. Guys, this has been Punch Drunk Sports. We'll talk to you soon. Take care, everybody. Thanks. Check out the website. Check out our sponsors. If you guys got a sponsor, hook us up. We'll give you 10% of whatever you get us. Take care, everybody. Punch Drunk Sports. Yeah.